Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl, Miss P, and on tonight's show, we're going to have Chapter. I'm so excited to have her on the show tonight because her music, her style, her finesse, her pizzazz is all about keeping it real and sticking to a lot of main points that people like myself stray away from, not because, you know, it's not something that's, you know, that we want to deal with, but it's just something that you try to kind of be, like, a little polite about. But Chapter puts it all in your face, and that's why I respect her and why I'm digging her music. For those who don't know Chapter, you can definitely Google her, and she comes up everywhere. You can definitely go to YouTube and put in Chapter, and she has a couple of videos on there. And also, if you wanted to check her out sooner, you can definitely go to my Facebook page because I posted some of her videos up there tonight so you guys can get a better idea of who Chapter really is. Very, very creative, very, very awesome, and she definitely keeps it real. In the meantime, while we're waiting for her to give a call in, I just want to say that I hope you babies are having a great, great, great weekend to come because you know what? I woke up feeling fabulous today. I woke up feeling fabulous the day before and so on and so forth. And although things get crazy and although things does get sidetracked from here to here, we also have to keep in mind that we did not have to wake up. So no matter what happens along the way, just keep in mind that, hey, if I can actually sit here and have a thought about what's happening to me right now, then this is a good thing. So that's just food for thought. I'm not going to sit here and preach your head off. Let's get into some music because that's what I'm dying for. I want to play one of Chapter's songs, and this one is called PMS. And for the ladies out there, even some men, although they don't actually have the act of it happening, it does happen every month. Men get PMS with us two ladies. For those who did not know, now you know. Here's PMS.
Swing for tea bags. I'm happy when I'm mad. I get so depressed, cause I don't look good in my dress. favor, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you really want to spend the night?
Yes, PMS, everyone can relate to that. I mean, I don't care, male, female, cat, dog, it all happens, okay? So for all those that are sitting back like, really, did she make a song like that? She really did, and I'm feeling that she did, because guess what? It's real. This is an experience that we all experience. And I think that sometimes we need to come off a high horse, including Miss P, and be able to deal with the real. And that's just it. So we have a call on the line, 646-528-3025. Caller, how are you? Are you playing shy tonight with me? Don't want to speak? All right. So we'll put them back on to listen through the show, had them online. And I guess you didn't want to say hi to Ms. P, but it's all good. So, again, we have Chapter coming on. We're going to talk to her about her mission and her shy and, you know, what she's trying to put out there in the universe and stuff like that and what she's promoting, which is a lot. She does a lot of good things, and I'm just definitely excited to have her on the show tonight. And until then, we'll play another song. This one is called Secret by Diamond Dallas.
You can be my freak. Oh, you can be my freak. Yeah. You can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. I just want to be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on the weekend. Do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the days come through. I got what it takes to make it feel good to you. Oh, hey, baby. Been a while since I ate. I was thinking me and you could make a dinner date. Treat it like a steak if you put it in my face. You know I'm trying to eat the whole plate. Oh, you be looking good. I'ma keep it good for ya. Call me when you're ready. Over to scoop ya. On the phone fantasizing about what we could do. I could make a dream come true. And you can be my freak, and I promise to keep it a secret. Yeah. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on the weekend. Do it till your face turns blue. Do it till the jakes come through. I got what it takes. Secret, oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with.
keep it low, but you gotta keep it real. And no matter what, baby, keep your lips sealed. And you
can be my reason,
and I promise to keep it a secret.
I promise,
oh, promise. I just wanna be the only freak that you sneak out and creep with on a weekend.
Weekend.
Do it till your face turns blue.
Till your face turn blue.
Do it till the jakes come through.
Till the jakes come through.
I got what it takes to make it feel good.
Oh, yeah.
So that was Diamond Dallas, and that was Secret, Promise to Keep It a Secret. So definitely feeling that song. I was trying to upload another song called Slow by LBD, but for some reason my system wouldn't recognize it. So I have to go and talk to those girls and see what we can do about getting that song on the show, because anything sexy Miss P wants to play on the show, definitely. That's a must-have at all times. I just wanted to take the time at this moment to tell everyone that supports the Intune show, supports Miss P, and definitely getting behind Off the Page magazine, that I really, 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 really appreciate the love, the dedication, and all of the support. And, you know, without you guys, this is nothing, because all that I do and everything that I am with these projects is to totally be, you know, immersed in the community and for, you know, us to create something. When I say us, I'm not meaning just myself. I may be the one who's trying to put everything together, but it doesn't evolve around Miss P, because Miss P can't sing, Miss P can't dance, Miss P can't do any of those things, but Miss P does acknowledge that there's a lot of talented people out there in the universe that are not getting the recognition that they so deserve. So that's the point of putting together the Intune show, basically to put people in tune with the world around them, meaning the singer, the writer, the artist, the poet, all those people that could live next door to you, all those people that could be you, per se, that are doing these things on a daily basis and not getting that recognition. So Miss P acknowledges that, and that's why I created the In Tune show, to promote and, you know, uplift and empower people like yourself. The Off the Page magazine is definitely a project that's supposed to have launched this month. However, with that being said, there's a lot of trial and error in anything that you do. And I'm kind of grateful for them. At first I was like, but now I'm just kind of grateful because of the simple fact that I'm taking my time with this project. I'm going to treat it like a newborn baby. And when it does grow to this potential, then we'll have a publication that not only caters to the average Joe, but it will have it will be a magazine of substance, something that you guys will always look forward to for every quarter. So I'm not rushing this particular project. It's going to take the time that it needs to take to marinate and, you know, come out on top with, you know, everything. So I'm definitely looking forward to presenting that to the world, another platform for us to be recognized out here for the things that we do out here in the community, whether it's the greatest sister in the world, the greatest mom, the greatest cook, the greatest whoever, you know, Miss P want to know about it. So if you know any talented people in your neighborhood or whatever that needs that recognition, or it's you and you feel like you put a lot out there to uplift and empower people and you have a story to tell, hit me up and let me know. I want to hear about all those amazing things and give you the recognition that you so deserve, okay? I have some writers that are joining the OTP team, and they're definitely going to be hitting up a few people that I interviewed on this show so far to do write-ups in the magazine as well. So look forward to that. I'm not putting out no names who I've chosen for them to go and attack for that information, but definitely look out for that. Again, Chapter, I'm waiting for her to give us a call in. I know that we're on a totally different time spectrum, and we changed this interview around so many times that it could have got lost in translation, which I'm hoping it didn't. But in the meantime, I'm just going to play some more music. We had Contanique on the song, and for all those that are not really familiar with Contanique is doing her thing on World Star Hip Hop with her hits and her reviews. She created this dance called Sissy Pop, and, you know, she has Atlanta dropping and bopping and shaking it all over the place. I'm definitely excited to get to meet her when I'm out there in Atlanta. And I'm supposed to be out there for work purposes, but for some reason, while I'm out there, I'm going to make sure I meet Contani because she seems like a very down-to-earth, awesome individual to, you know, to lock heads with and, you know, get some ideas out there with her. But in the meantime and around town, for all those that don't know, look Contaneek up. That's Contaneek. She's everywhere on Facebook. She's everywhere on World Star Hip Hop. Just put her name in a search engine. She's everywhere. Here's her song, Tissy Pop. So that was Contaneek. Okay, make that tussie pop. Bam! That's my girl right there. Definitely, definitely. I mean, for those who don't know, Miss P cannot dance. But for some reason, when Contaneek sent me this track and I was playing it for review, I was like, hold up. I think I could do this. Make my tussie pop. Bam! All right, really? And then once I saw the video, I was like a believer. It's like one of those things that you see like these certain hair commercials or whatever, or you see people that have these weeds in their hair and stuff like that, and you'd be like, oh, this will look just as awesome on me. And then when you get it done, it just does not work for you. So it was like that, you know what I mean? It was like I was trying my best, but it just didn't turn out the way that I anticipated it. So I had to leave that whole dance alone. But anyway, I just want to give her mad love for coming on the show. I wasn't able to play her track the day of the interview, but I definitely told her that I would make it up to her. So there you go. Still waiting for Chapter to give us a call in so we can, you know, powwow with her, get to know her, see what she's all about, and get into her mind a little bit about the songs that she writes and, you know, where she's coming from with all of this and why she's bringing it like that. So I'm definitely excited to hear her points of view on this. So hopefully we get to talk to her tonight and that all is well with her and, you know, sooner than later. Chapter, if you're out there listening, give us a call, 818-495-6975. We're really looking forward to talking to you. So in the meantime and around time, you know, I just also wanted to touch on the basis with some of the topics that are coming up on the Intune show, because I'm trying to change it up a little bit and not make it all about music all the time, because there's a lot of serious things that's out there in the universe that need to be addressed. And basically the point of the show is just to give love to those that are talented, but to also give those love that are in need of knowledge, you know, including myself. And this is why I like to have guest hosts. This is why I like people to call in and voice their opinions. This is why I like people to go into the chat room and chat it up. If you don't want to get on the vocal side of it, just be on the writing side of it and let me know how you feel. Let's powwow. Let's talk about these things. Let's chew it up. You know, no, there's no right and wrong answers ever when it comes down to, you know, certain things. So a lot of the shows that I'm trying to base around is realistic stuff, stuff that we all struggle with, stuff that we all go through, whether people want to come out and admit it or not. This is what it is. So it would be nice if people took that into consideration and said, you know what, this is something that relates to me, and whether I want to get on a show calling and say my name is Mika when Mika or not, or just use a pseudo name and say my name is Lovely Whoever, and yes, this has happened to me. I would love that. I would love to get some of you your feedback out there. So one of the topics that I'm basically, you know, trying to be playful with is like, do you have a secret crush and you want to reveal it on the show? If you have a secret crush and you want to reveal it on the show and you don't want to give your name, cool. You don't have to give your name. Just come on the show. Let us know who you have the secret crush with, how long you have the secret crush, and when you think you're going to reveal the secret crush, you know, because this is totally exciting to me and totally something of interest. We also have coming up on an interview Michelle Bennett, and guest hosting is Jane Kessie, and I'm really excited about that. That's happening January 17th, so stay tuned for that. I also have a topic out that is a serious, serious topic, and it's something that's also included myself, you know, deal with on a daily basis, and that's just healthy weight loss and control. So I'm looking to interview women that are struggling with losing weight on an upcoming show, and I'm just going to have advice and, you know, different alternatives, better way of living for a healthier life. Serious inquiries only, because I don't want people coming and taking this topic as a joke, because I take it really, really seriously, because I myself struggle with a lot of different things when it comes down to my body, whether it's weight or whatever. As women, we all struggle with something. We all have hang-ups about certain things, although we try to say we the SHIT every day, is always something that we feel that can be changed within ourselves. And I just feel like, you know, we came together as a group versus trying to get opinions and info from people that we already know, then I think that you would get a better perspective of how to go about changing your life. You know, I've lost weight. I've done some changing within myself and my mental. And as soon as I started working on my mental, the weight and everything that I've been struggling with and dealing with for so many years, the self, the confidence level and everything has just changed by 1,000. So definitely look me up or hit me up and let me know, hey, Ms. P, I want to come on the show. I want to talk about this, because I'm trying to get a dietitian. I'm trying to get a doctor. I'm trying to get a few people on here for that show to really have a serious conversation with you guys about how to take care of yourself better. Because without doing that, you know, your body is your temple. Your body is your main frame that keeps you together. And without taking care of the mental being and your health, there is no you living past a certain amount of time of life. So no matter how great you think you feel, there is always something going on in your body. So keep that in mind, okay, guys? Look out for that show. I also wanted to let you guys know that for the month of February, I'm going to be giving away a lot of stuff. I'm going to be giving away a lot of stuff to supporters, listeners, I mean, people that call in with the right answers and stuff like that. I'm going to make it fun. I'm going to turn it up for February. I'm working on that now, night and day, day and night. It's just going to be a good, good show. I want you guys to definitely take into fact, tell someone you know and then have them tell someone else that the Intune show is really about to bring it. Miss P is doing her thing and is a non-funded program, so everything that I do is coming from me, okay? And it's not like I'm trying to put it out there just to say, hey, look what I'm doing, like I want a pat on the back. This is just showing you how passionate and how much I'm in love with each and every one of my listeners, each and every one of my supporters, and anybody that even take a time for 2 seconds to listen into the show or take 2 seconds to come on and like the page and never look back again. It's all good. Miss P has love for each and every one of you, and this is just my way of giving back, and that's all it really is. There's a lot of children out there today that struggle with, you know, autism amongst a lot of other things. So I'm basically working on booking Judith Cady, who is a personal friend of mine, and I'm trying to get her to come on. She's the author of Walking with Autism. Her son, Rome Cady, struggles with it, but she's done so many different things that the doctor said that he wouldn't be able to do. He's now doing due to some different techniques and meditations and stuff like that she and her husband has done. And her son, I mean, if you see him in person, you wouldn't even think anything was wrong with this child. People put out there so many things like, your kid's never going to walk again, you're never going to see again, you're never going to do it. Sometimes this is the truth, but there are so many different alternative medicines, so many different alternative things that can be done. And it takes a strong, committed individual to stick by those things, to see those things come to fruition for your child in order to see the results of it all. So definitely there's a lot of children out there that's definitely, you know, working with autism right now, but you don't have to have it. So that's the definition of the book. You can be diagnosed with something, but you can walk with it. You don't have to go around making it like a weapon or using it as a crutch. So I'm definitely excited about trying to book her on the show to talk about that for all the children out there. I'm also going to be on a show tomorrow with Miss Tyena talking about insecurities, and we're going to have Royal Regal. She's a artist that's going to be on talking about her projects and things of that nature. We're also going to have on the 10th, you know, basically is youth being motivated correctly today, and I would love you guys' feedback on that. You know, how do you feel the youth is being brought up in today's society with all the technology, Facebook, cell phones, and all the sneakers and the gear and all the things that they get to have that we didn't have when we were growing up? I definitely want to get you guys' feedback on that stuff and let me know what you think. I'm also going to be working on 1/13/2012. This is the one that I think is hilarious, but it's a true story. I've seen it done. Can a woman sexually harass a man? Yes, 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 she can. But a lot of people out there probably think it's bizarre because we're so used to men always sexually harassing a woman. Hey, we are human beings too. We have fingers. We have toes. We can pick up loaded weapons and put them to people's heads, backs, and everything and say, hey, listen, I want to, you know, grab your booty and this is what I'm going to do, period. Women can be very aggressive. I know a lot of aggressive women out there. I can be very aggressive about things that I want, and I can sexually harass a person on any given minute. So stay away from Miss P. Please don't stand closer than 10 feet because that's like letting me know that it's okay for me to touch you. But anyway, another topic that we're going to have on in 1/17 is being materialistic in a relationship a good or a bad thing? So I'm looking forward to your feedback on that one too, because, you know, I've just got out of a bad relationship. A bad relationship, whereas the relationship was based off of materialistic possessions. So it wasn't about the love stemmed off of what I was purchased. So if I was bought a $400 pair of shades, then that was the love that was exuded to me because those shades were purchased. You know, so it's just like one of those things. Materialistic things can kill and misinterpret a relationship, because I realize now that it's nice to have nice things, but it's also nice to be loved the right way and not with objects, okay? So we'll like powwow about that on that show. And then the one that I feel so deep on the 20th, is same-sex marriage, is it becoming a trend? Because ever since they okay for gay and lesbian couples to get married, it kind of sort of has people saying that it's a trend. Like people are just jumping up and deciding today I want to be gay and tomorrow let's go get married. And, you know, I just want to get people's feedback on that and really powwow about that. So we have some callers on the line, and I would like to take a couple if that's okay, but at the same time, I would like to play a song. So with that being said, it doesn't look like Chapter is going to be giving us a call-in. It's already 7 o'clock, So I have to get with her manager and see what that's all about. I'm not bitter about it. I just have to go on with the show. So this one is called Birthday Rap by Rose. And he actually wrote this song when he was 16 years old. And he's now 18. So this is one of his first songs. So let me know what you guys think about it.
Young Rose. Lucchini. With Shepard. And I'm here to talk to you, tell you my story. Shout out to Trey G for the beat, man. I guess love is a stranger. When death calls, I'm hanging up like clothes in a hanger. If I close my eyes and let the music guide me, I wonder one day will my dreams come find me. Drowning in my pen and my pad, mine is tsunami. Dad left me young, but my mama said she got me. I'm 16, the raw by sin. So glued to lies, so I guess deceiving is my skin. Yes, and crying was my only friend. Troubled by life and how quick they let me in. But huh, damn, yeah, that one girl showed me I could love. And the thought of it made me hurl. Reborn in the love, music a new world. So my lyrics and passion start to unfurl. A leaking brain, so I decided just to let it flow. No longer swimming in my fears, cause I learned to float. And if my bridge fall down, I'ma build a boat. And if it's raining pain, no longer getting soaked. Talking real and not old enough to even vote. Cause I've been rhyming since my first tooth. Haters run my truth to lies, so my music is my truth. Flow so hands on, call my words the masseuse. Wow, I guess it's never enough. My tears fall in my drink, take a sip of my luck. Whoa. And I'm tired of being a fan. I'd rather make songs with the rappers than make plans. Reach out off the stage and touch my fans' hands. Damn, just imagine being me. No seeing what I see. Take a stroll in my shoes. Breathe in my air. Look at my point of view. Cause when I look down, the sky's in my view. So when the sky crashes down, I'ma take all the pieces and make a crown. And I'ma spit hard until I drown in my saliva. Rap label save me, I'm a survivor. But if music is forever, there will never be a death of Rose, ever. So you could love me or hate me, but even sticks and stones, nigga, won't break me.
Yeah, so that was Rose, and that was the birth of rap. I mean, really, the reason why I'm so into this song, because he was only 16 when he wrote that, and I mean, with so much compassion, and, you know, it was just, like, really deep to me. I was like, dang. And to be honest with you guys, although I don't like you guys to ever know that I cry every 5 minutes, even on commercials, and especially when I have my menstrual, like, I'm crying about everything. I didn't want to tell you guys that, but I have to keep it real, okay? When I heard this song, I cried because I couldn't believe how deep it was for him to be 16, and the usage of his words and stuff like that was really, like, empowering to me. So shout out to Rose for the birth of rap. Very, very intense for me, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Now, I want to give a shout out to a few people. Oh, my goodness, more than a few people. I mean, I should have wrote a list, but I'm going to try to go off the top of my head. Okay, I want to first off start with giving a shout-out to LL Productions because this girl is on a mission, and I really look up to her, and she really inspires me every day with her laugh, with her smile, with her motivation and her determination. For 15 years old, and I repeat, 15 years old, I've been around tons and tons of people. I mean, I've walked next to, sat next to, conversed with celebrities, and they did not have the light in them like this young lady does. And I really, 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 really am blessed and glad to have her as part of a team member for Off the Page magazine. She's doing her thing, and I look forward to all she has to come with her business and her dealings with Miss P and the projects that we're working on together. So shout outs to you, my love. You know, you're my baby sister, and I love you to death, okay? Much love for her. I have adopted her, okay, guys? Just for the record, Miss P is the only child as far as a girl is concerned, the only girl child, but that's my little sister. So for all those that don't know, and even my mom, and maybe her mom, she's my sister officially. I want to also give a big shout out to Fee Sexy Ma. Okay, for those who don't know, Felicia Robinson on Facebook, she's always been a supporter. She and I go back like 16, 17 years, and she's always been consistent. So much love for her for that. I want to give a shout out to LBD. They have been really, really consistent with Miss P since their show, and even before then, showing nothing but love, 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 and I love that. So definitely want to give a shout out to them. James Kessie, he's definitely been showing love to anybody that he crossed paths with on Facebook. So for all those who have a music page or doing anything that's of life in James' passenger page or he hasn't, connect to him because he's definitely for the people. So much love to James. I also want to give a shout out to Lady Zane, to Diamond Dallas. Diamond Dallas has also been like a force to be reckoned with. She's dropping her mixtape on January 20th. I just wanted to plug that out there. She's also an awesome individual and have stories and stories and stories to tell like we all do. There's so many people out there that, honestly, like I said, I should have wrote a list. Michael Richards Photography, I have a photo shoot coming up with him on the 14th. Green Studios, New York, photo shoot with the magazine coming up in a few weeks. So I'm definitely feeling the love. Next time I come on and give some shout-outs, Miss P is going to do the old-fashioned way, like when people go up to the podiums and they have their list. First of all, I want to thank God. Second of all, my manager and my family, you know, that thing. That's my next step. That's where I'm going next with it because my memory is, like, is crunched all up, crunch, crunch, crunch. So if anybody out there, like I said again, I want to reiterate the fact that I want co-hosts, I want guest hosts, I want people to come on and help me do this show because, you know, definitely always good to have someone come on the show that has a personality that can, you know, converse with people and talk properly but also know how to have fun at the same time. Excuse me. I'm definitely looking for people to support the show and kind of, you know, pass it on to others that this is a program that's for, by, and with the average Joe. So no one is above the law here. Everyone is on the same level, and this show is your show, not only just my show. I also want you guys to pass the word that Off the Page magazine will be launching sooner than you think, and that the magazine, this magazine publication, is not just about me. It's not about LL Productions. It's not about, you know, all those that are contributing to, like, Green Studio, Michael Rich Photography. It's not about these particular people per se alone. It's about us all. And if we don't start coming together to make things happen as a unity, then, you know, really, what do we have left? We see other people, and I see other people complain all the time about how other races or other nationalities merge over to the U.S. and they take over and they do this. But listen, we were here before these people decided to merge over, and it's never too late, although they're here, to merge and do the things that you have to do for yourself. Stop looking for people to blame for the things that you're not doing in your life because there's plenty enough opportunity for everyone. And if people started to take more time to uplift and empower each other's projects, then you, God only knows what, where that would take you with something that you want to do in your life. So stop trying to play victim to, oh, I was in jail and I got a sentence and this and my mama and then my brother and then my cousin said, and then I ran around the corner and lost my shoe and then I lost my keys and my bus pass. Like, I'm tired of hearing all of that. This is 2012. When are we going to get it together? Seriously, I'm not trying to leave this earth a mystery. I'm not doing that. So, I mean, really, I want dedicated people to join the team. I want people that who cares about the community and making change to join the team. We need to build a stronger team for OTP, for the Intune show. We need this to happen, and through you guys, even if you're not the one, and if you know someone that's creative that can write, creative with photography, creative with whatever it is that they know how to do, put them on to me. Don't be afraid to reach out and uplift and empower another. You know, what's wrong with that? If it's something that you can't do for yourself or never see yourself doing, don't take that away from somebody else. Don't be selfish like that. You know what I mean? Because there's something here for all of us. You just have to be willing to open up and give it, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to take a call because I'm just looking at these lines lit up, and I'm just randomly going to pick somebody, and hopefully someone's going to talk to me tonight. Hey, you want to air with Miss P? Cold feet. We have another cold feet, so I'm going to put you back on hold. Yeah. What is that? Why do we have these cold feet going on around here? I want to talk to someone. Why won't someone talk to me? Like, do I sound gross, or should I talk like a sex slave? Like, how would I draw you in? Okay, tell me. I need a survey. How would I get you to talk to me on the show? That's actually going to be my next post on Facebook. You know, how do I need to sound? Do I need to sound like a sex slave? Do I need to sound like Miss P? I mean, let me know, because I don't know anymore. No one wants to talk to me. It's starting to make me feel a kind of way. Do I have to go into animated mode? I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping someone can give me a call in 818-495-6975. And let me know, how do I need to sound, okay? I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to kind of powwow about tomorrow's show, which I'm going to have Miss Tyena on the show. I'm going to interview her for the first half, and then I'm going to have Royal Regal on for the second half. So that's going to be cool. It's going to be a bunch of ladies, and we're going to be on talking. So for those interested in calling in at that time and conversing with us then, the number is 818-495-6975. This song I'm about to play is called Fly Guy. It's by Joey Brown Eyes. It's by Jay Fitted and C.R. Bundy. Enjoy.
Hey, baby.
The number you have dialed.
What's going on? I just called to let you know I was thinking about you. And you're not picking up, so, you know, when you do get the time of the message, you know, call me back. Got me thinking a little different, you know?
Complexion like city high. And how sweet, look at the city high. Oh, city high, yeah. Don't lie, I want you here. You everything to me, you the vibe to the beer. Short to the gate, yeah. Think about us like back in the day. On the path that we did, I was acting like a kid. I was fairly mature, trying to get a score in. Now I see the rain and it's pouring, coming down on my face, and yeah, my heart is pacing. Thinking of you, now keep passing. Thinking of you. Check my inbox every day, no replies. I'ma keep you in my mind to the day I die.
Yeah.
fervor. Love accessories made by Berber. Diamonds on your neck, never mind you a sherber. And no bunny, not a splurger. But the things I wanna do to you got me feeling like a pervert. I ain't a waiter, but I definitely serve her. And you ain't gotta tip me. We can get gone like the wind. Dudes from your past, don't worry about them. Got your poker face while I'm going all in. 9 o'clock, but my hands on 10. Get it? Niggas ain't fly, they flee. They gotta duplicate me to find them like me. Or they must be kidding if they ever like me. Why I fly like Mike, you can fly like me. They look down from a bird's view. When I look down, I see the earth, boo. I give your wings no red, boo. Be you when you are that fly, dude. You need a...
Yay, that was good. Fly guy giving you something you can feel, I guess. Just like that song by freaking In Vogue, giving him something I can feel. I guess that's their rendition of, you know, giving a female something that she could feel. So anywho, Chapter didn't show up, so I do apologize for all those who are looking forward to hearing from her. I'll get with her manager and see what the heck went wrong. Our time zones, I know, are all the way wrong, but I thought we had the time together in sync, so to speak. Again, I just want to give much love to all you guys for taking the time out to always tune in and pay your respects, your love, and give your opinions in to Miss P when the time is right. Definitely love it. Definitely keeps me motivated and definitely keeps me on my toes. So much love to that. Stay tuned for tomorrow's show, 3:30, Royal Regal, and Miss Tyena is going to be on the show with me tomorrow, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. That's 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? So till then, you guys, have a good night and stay in tune. Talk to you babies tomorrow.